This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, humpy, humpy, humpy. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Julie get revenge on her man Anthony, say aye.
Aye.
Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, love?
I'm okay for now.
For now.
I'll be better soon.
Well, awesome. How can we help you get revenge on your man, Anthony?
Okay, so we've been together for a couple months, and he likes to do pranks. And one of his pranks got my mother super mad at me.
Your mother?
Yes, my mother. You know, out of bounds right there.
I was just going to say, that should be completely off limits.
Well, apparently it wasn't to him. So I was getting my wisdom teeth taken out, and he was kind enough to take me there and pick me back up. So, you know, he picked me up. Don't owe it.
Oh. Yes, he told you, Carla.
I'm thinking he's a good boyfriend, but please continue.
Well, there's a reason for the call.
Don't owe it.
So, you know, when he picked me up, you know, I got my wisdom teeth taken out. So, you know, I'm drugged up. I'm loopy. So on the car ride, apparently I dozed off for a minute. And when I woke up, I was still, like, under the influence, you know, the drugs. And he told me that I slept through my my mother's vow renewal.
What?
Now, so a little backstory on it. Me and my mother have been planning this for weeks. Like, she's renewing her vows, my stepfather. And, like, every detail, like, my mother, she was like a bridezilla all over again. We were very meticulous with everything. So to find out that I slept through it, I was devastated. And, you know, the drugs, and it was increased. I started crying hysterically.
Oh.
And I called my mother. And he was there. He didn't stop me. I'm calling my mother in front of him in my loopy state, and I'm, like, crying hysterically. And apparently I'm confessing every time I ever lied to her.
Oh, no.
Yes, including something very big that really hurt her about when I actually lost my virginity.
Like, oh, my God.
Me and my mother are very close, so for her to find out that, like, a 4-year gap between when I told her and when it actually happened.
Oh, like, wow.
That was the one that really hurt her the most. And now she's so upset with me. She's not talking with me. And I'm going to feel weird because it's this weekend and I'm going to see her.
Okay. So just to be clear, you didn't actually sleep through the vow renewal.
Okay.
No,
he just
I
made you
not.
Think that.
I did not. I did not.
Okay.
I did not. It's this weekend.
So when did you find out that none of this happened?
I got off the phone with my mother. Like, I sobered up a bit, and then he told me. He was like, guess what? You didn't do it. I'm like, what? I went through all of that, and he was like, yeah, you told your mother a lot. He was telling me what I'm like, you were there.
Oh, he wanted to hear your secrets.
I was like, why didn't you stop me? He was like, man, you were going in. He was like, he wouldn't stop. He thought it was hilarious.
Oh, no. So he does that to you. He plays this awful prank on you. Are you and your mother at least okay? Like, have you talked to her since then?
We haven't talked since.
Oh, girl. She wants to knock out your other teeth. That's what she wants to do.
That's the thing. I think she's more hurt than upset. Oh. And now, and that's worse for me.
Right.
And I have to sit. I don't know. I'm scared to even call her beforehand.
Well, all in favor to get him back, say aye.
Aye.
Oh, my goodness. How many seconds we're going to give her?
Let's give you 200.
200 seconds solid to convince and coax your man into baby talk to you live on the radio. That way we can embarrass him as he's embarrassed and ruin your life with your mom.
That works.
Do you guys baby talk in the relationship at all?
Oh, matter of fact, I don't think he remembers because I was in and out. But when I was in my drugged up state and crying, he was like comforting me. He was using this really sweet, like almost like a baby talk type of like, almost like he was.
Are you still on those drugs right now? Is it worn off yet? Let us know when that happened. You got that good stuff. She got that Thomas Rowe pharmaceutical.
Oh, no.
All right, so Julie, we're going to get his number. Call Anthony up next. Embarrass him live on the radio, okay?
Let's do this.
All right, baby. You keep it where you got it. Ride it with your morning mess.
Drugs are bad.
No.
Okay.
Back with a cupcake call. Ooh. Have you ever been to the dentist and got your wisdom teeth removed and those drugs they put you on? Ooh, we. All of us have felt that in the studio, and we spoke to Julie, and that's what happened. And guess what her man did? He took advantage of that situation. Mm-hmm. She got her wisdom teeth removed. He took her, and he knew when she got out of it, she was loopy, and convinced her that she missed her mom's wedding vow renewal with her stepdad. And she really got in her feelings, called her mom while on these drugs.
Girl.
Julie, you there?
I am.
Now, the things that you admitted to your mom while you were on these dental drugs, what did you admit to your mom while your man was just laughing at you?
Well, many things, but the main one was when I lost my virginity.
Yikes. And that's just not something, at least I wouldn't have ever talked to my mom about. So that must have been really awkward for you.
Yeah, it really was.
And you said your mom and you are like super close. So now she's really hurt by it.
Yes, very. and it's hurting me, like, you know, knowing that I did that.
So after the phone call, after he was laughing hysterically, all these things you're admitting to your mom, he finally let you in on the joke that you didn't miss the whole wedding vow renewal.
Yep, he did. That
There it is. All right, all in favor to get him back, say aye.
Aye.
We're going to get him back for you, Julie, with a million of our listeners listening in. Carla, how many seconds we're going to give her?
200.
200 seconds to convince and coax Anthony, while he has no idea he's live on our show and on the radio, to get him to baby talk, okay?
All right.
You ready?
Let's do this.
Hello?
Hey, babe, it's me.
What's up?
Come over.
I'm at work right now. You okay?
No. You know, remember what happened the other day? Now, my mom, she uninvited me to the vow renewal. I don't know what to do.
What?
She's really hurt. I can't. Can you just come over, please?
Babe, calm down. I'm sure she wants you at the vow renewal.
No, she called me. No, she was yelling at me. She yelled at me. She basically told me she doesn't want me there.
Babe, I mean, I'm at work right now. Do you want me to send you something? Have you eaten?
No.
You want me to, like, send you some food, like some Grubhub or Postmate or something like that, babe? You know.
Remember when I was at the dentist and I had all those drugs and I was getting hysterical and you calmed me down with that voice?
Hold on.
Can I get
that? You remember that?
I was in and out, but I do remember you talking and it was so soothing.
Folks are around me right now. Can I do this later?
You say you love me. Why can't you do this, please? If you can't come over,
baby, it's okay, baby. You know how much I love you. And you know that this thing with your mama tripping is going to get over. And you know if you can't make it to the party, we're just going to have a party of our own. And you can wear the pretty dress.
Are you all on drugs?
This sounds like the worst R&B song ever recorded.
We're going to have our own party.
The weekend turned into the weekday. Anthony.
Yeah,
it's the morning mess on Live 101.5. You're actually live on the radio.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah, Anthony. So, Julie, you want to let him know why he's embarrassing himself live on the radio?
Oh, yes. For making my mom get mad at me. Hello. Oh, man, terrible.
Come on now. I'm at work.
This sounds like a 90s R&B song.
You think you're lonely now? Oh, yeah. Wait until the night comes.
Okay, I ain't got time for this. I gotta get back to work.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live
101.5. I love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.